Morning, everybody. Thanks very much for coming, and our apologies for starting a few moments late. So we'll get straight down to it. There are 3 points from OHR this morning. The first concerns a press conference which will take place here at the OHR on Thursday. It will be chaired by the High Representative, and other members of the international community will be there. And at this event, they will comment on the principal issues facing Bosnia and Herzegovina in the wake of the failure to secure a green light to start stabilisation and association talks with the European Union by the 10th anniversary of Dayton. Second point from OHR this morning concerns defence reform, and specifically a speech which is being given as we speak by the Senior Deputy High Representative Martin Nye, which he will address officers of the armed forces of Bosnia and Herzegovina who are taking part in a peace support operations seminar. Officers also from neighbouring countries and from elsewhere in Europe are taking part in this seminar. Ambassador Nye will make the point that defence reform has shown the way forward for Bosnia and Herzegovina in its efforts to move forward with Euro-Atlantic integration. As a result of a realistic and constructive approach by all sides, Bosnia and Herzegovina now has the prospect of armed forces that reflect its needs and its financial resources, and that are clearly predicated on protecting citizens, which in a democracy is the core task of any military organisation. Although Bosnia and Herzegovina has just experienced a major setback in its efforts to start stabilisation and association talks with the European Union, Ambassador Nye will point out that in other areas, and I quote, Bosnia and Herzegovina is moving forward at a pace that would have been unrealizable even 2 or 3 years ago. Defence reform is proceeding on schedule, and that means that the benefits can start to be delivered without unnecessary delay. Ambassador Nye will also emphasise that, and I quote again, the scope for the BIH armed forces to establish a distinctive niche in international peacekeeping, consistent with the country's resources, and particularly its logistical and personnel resources, is very large indeed, and that the rehabilitation of the BIH armed forces under the defence reform process offers pointers to the broader post-war rehabilitation of Bosnia and Herzegovina itself. The third point from OHR this morning concerns a memorial event which will take place tomorrow at Prokosko Lake, where representatives of the international community and the BIH authorities will take part in a ceremony to mark the 8th anniversary of the crash, the helicopter crash, which killed 7 UNMIB members of staff and 5 members of OHR staff. OHR will provide transport for journalists who wish to attend this ceremony. Journalists who want to make use of this transport are kindly requested to get in touch with the press office by 4 o'clock today. Journalists who do decide to go with their own transportation are advised to be outside the police station in Fojnica tomorrow morning at 9:30. And with that, I will pass you over to OSCE.
Dobar dan svima. Jedna izjava od OSCE-a za danas. Ambasador Douglas Davidson danas će posjetiti općinu Prozor Rama. Ambasador Douglas Davidson, šef misije OSCE-a u Bosni i Hercegovini, danas će posjetiti osnovnu školu Marko Marulić u općini Prozor Rama. Tom prilikom Davidson će se sastati s nastavnicima, učenicima i roditeljima, kao i s načelnikom općine i predstavnicima omladinske organizacije Phoenix. Ovom posjetom ambasador Davidson želi lično sagledati situaciju koja se tiče obrazovanja u Hercegovačko-neretvanskom kantonu povodom nedavno donesenih odluka koje su donijele općine Prozor Rama i Čapljina. Ambasador Davidson razgovaraće s lokalnim vlastima o važnosti postupanja u skladu s okvirnim zakonom o osnovnom i srednjem obrazovanju, kao i obavezama stvaranja multietničkih škola, a što su sami ministri obrazovanja Bosne i Hercegovine prihvatili pred vijećem za implementaciju mira 2002. godine kao sastavni dio strategije reforme obrazovanja zemlje. Hvala.
Dobar dan. Ja se unaprijed izvinjavam ako će moja prehlada izazvati neke tonske smetnje. Šef policijske misije Evropske unije, komesar Carty, jučer je uputio pismo ministru unutrašnjih poslova Darku Matijaševiću, izražavajući svoju zabrinutost da se princip striktne odvojenosti politike od policije nije uvijek poštovao u Republici Srpskoj. Naime, u pismu komesar Carty istaknuo je da je granica koja postoji između prava javnosti da imaju informacije o radu policije i objavljivanja operativnih informacija još jednom namjerno narušena konferencijom za novinare koje je Ministarstvo unutrašnjih poslova Republike Srpske organiziralo 9. septembra na Palama. I UPM vjeruje da je, nažalost, niz konferencija za novinare koje je organizovao MUP Republike Srpske pokazao da se ova granica prečisto nije poštovala. Momenat periodičnost te političke implikacije ovih konferencija su bile pokazatelj da su organizovane prateći političke umjesto policijske motive. Pismom se također podsjeća ministra Matijaševića da je striktna odvojenost politike od operativnog rada policije ključni princip Evropske komisije, princip za koje vlada Republike Srpske tvrdi da podržava. Toliko od mene i hvala.
I actually have no specific points today, but I'm happy to take the opportunity to answer any questions about anything at the end. Thank you.
Well, similarly, good morning from NATO. We do not have a statement. I'll take questions on matters relating to NATO. I'm not quite as open as Colonel Smith. You can ask him anything, but...
Okay, maybe we can start with a gardening question. Okay, do we have any questions?
Dobar dan, Tarik Lazović, ne VIP. Pitanje se odnosi na moguće eventualno kažnjavanje Republike Srpske nakon propasti reforme policije. Danas su neki mediji objavili da su govornici iz Republike Srpske na ovom manifestaciji skinuti sa protokola zbog navoda, dakle, da se time već počinje kažnjavanje Republike Srpske zbog neuspjeha reforme policije. Da li je to tačno i kakav je vaš komentar, dakle, za OHR i za eventualno Europsku policiju?
Well, at this point, I think the important thing is to concentrate on the issue, which is that the IRS has to accept the three principles that have been laid down by the European Commission in connection to this issue. Other than that, the issue of protocol or actions is not something that we would comment on.
Ja nemam zbilja ništa posebno dodati na ovo što je Kevin rekao, znači stav EUPM-a po pitanju važnosti reforme policijskih snaga u Bosni i Hercegovini je jasan, evo već 18 mjeseci, kao i naš stav da reforma policijskih snaga se mora desiti u okviru evropskih principa, to je sve.
Nezavisne novine, pitanje za OHR. Prema informacijama BHT1 dobili ste 100 imena ljudi koji su bili uključeni u zločine počinjene u Srebrenici u julu 1995. godine i koji su na javnim funkcijama u Republici Srpskoj. Da li će se OHR zadovoljiti ovom listom od 100 imena ili će insistirati na cijelom spisku od više od 800 imena, i ako ne dobijete ta imena, može li se govoriti o nekim posljedicama? A pitanje za gospođu iz EUPM-a, zanima me da li su moguće neke sankcije protiv gospodina Matijaševića ako nastavi da se ponaša na ovaj način.
Well, from OHR's point of view, the issue again is very clear, and that is that the Commission must deliver its report, and it must deliver a full and satisfactory report by the end of this month. That has been made clear to the IRS authorities, beyond that I wouldn't comment on details such as the one that you've raised.
Što se tiče pitanja koje se odnosi na ministra Matijaševića, ja u svakom slučaju nisam u poziciji da špekulišem po tome. Ono što znate jeste da je Ured visokog predstavnika, evo i Kevin može komentarstvati o tome, poslao pismo gdje se tražio pismeni odgovor do 21.9. Tako da u tom smislu, pored onoga što smo mi rekli kao profesionalna policijska organizacija, nemam ništa dodati.
Any more questions? Thanks. Oh, one at the back.
Još jednu samo. Federalna televizija, s obzirom na ovaj teroristički napad u ambasadi Velike Britanije u Zagrebu, da li su možda, pitanje za OHR, da li su predstavnici međunarodne zajednice u našoj zemlji pojačali sigurnost svojih objekata?
Well, as you know, we never comment on security measures. I tako.
It's clear.
Thanks very much.
Okay.